Live from the studio in downtown, uptown Charlotte.
Is that a thing?
Phantom Radio. May contain adult-oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate that. Phantom Radio Podcast on RadioCharlotte.com. It's Ren. And hey, it's the 2021 Predictions Podcast. All right, my first 2021 prediction is that the Carolina Panthers are going to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, I know all of you are out there laughing right now. I can hear you. Yeah, wouldn't that be something, though? Nah, no 2021 predictions here. I mean, you know, I do have some thoughts about 2021 that I feel are important and I kind of want to share, but this isn't going to be some kind of psychic prediction show. Now, if anybody tells you that they can predict the future 100% guaranteed, they're full of shit. Nothing is written in stone specifically because things are always changing. Now, some people may have an idea or a feeling about something, but it's not 100% guaranteed that that specific thing's going to happen word for word as they say. And plus, you know, when predictions are made like this about something like 2021, about specific things, it can lead to false hope or even fear. And I'm not here to do either one. I'm just here to help, you know? So I want to say thank you, big thank you, to all the new listeners this past week from England and the UK and Canada and Sweden, Denmark, Puerto Rico, the Philippines, Italy, France, Algeria, Russia, Brazil, and all across the U.S. And big shout out to NYC. I heard from a lot of you this week. I appreciate support and all the love. It means so much to me. So if you like what we do, please subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you know when the new podcast episodes are released. We just got added to iHeartRadio and, of course, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, Radio Public, and many, many more. And we're still working on telepathy, but, you know, we're getting there. Haven't worked it out completely yet. I know. Hey, let me try it, all right? Yeah, let me try this real quick. I'm going to send you a telepathic message and see if it works. Are you ready? All right, here we go. All right, you got it? All right, so if you think you got it, email me, Ren, R-E-N-N, at RadioCharlotte.com, or you can leave me a message on the TAN line, 704-TAN line, 704-826-5463. I want to see if you got that telepathic message I just sent you. 704-826-5463. So I hope everybody is well. Hope everybody is warm. I hope everybody had a great holiday season. Man, it's hard to believe it went by so quick. Or at least it did from my perspective. And I don't know, maybe it's because I got into the holiday spirit a little bit more this year, more so than I have in the last handful of years. So it was nice. It was really nice. I'm grateful for that. But now the holidays are over, and that means it's New Year's. That means the end of 2020. What a long, strange trip it's been, right? I know many out there hoping when the clock hits midnight, everything will magically turn into a pumpkin and go back to normal. Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it? So I have a question for you. Define normal. What is normal to you? When you think of things going back to normal, and yeah, I just use finger quotes, how do you imagine it? If I go jump on one of the social media platforms and jump on a few of your profiles, and if I look back to your 2019, 2018, 2014, whatever the year, it doesn't matter. I'm pretty confident I'll see a lot of people bitching about work, about money and life and other people and drama and politics and relationships. Whatever color that dress was, I'll see a lot of bitching and negativity. So really, many were miserable in this normal they say they miss. People have been miserable for years, yet they call it normal. So to many people, miserable is normal. How is that a good thing? So when you hope that things will magically go back to normal at midnight tonight, were you truly happy with your old version of normal? Is that what you really want? Or are you just feeling uncomfortable because you've been pushed out of your comfort zone this year? That's a good question to ask yourself. Now, I know this year was different in a lot of ways. I know people were afraid and confused and frustrated, angry. Many were sick. Many lost their jobs. Some lost their lives. And that's a horrible thing. I pray for them every single day. what we're dealing with, I believe, is a very real thing. I have many friends who are sick right now or just getting over it, but something still feels off with this whole thing. Something doesn't feel right about it all. 2020 has been a challenging year in many ways, especially socially. I know you don't like being told what to do and how to live your lives and what you can and can't wear and where you can and can't go. That feeling of being controlled, that feeling of not being worthy, the fear from it all. But the reality is, a lot of the stuff in 2020 in society, well, aside from, you know, was already going on. We're just being shown a different perspective and becoming more aware of it now. And if you reflect on it, you will see it. I mean, people are bitching about a lot of these things on Facebook in 2019 and the year before and the year before. So it's really nothing new. I keep seeing and hearing so many people that are still so caught up in the polarity of what's going on. They're not even in control of themselves or their peace. And it's really hard to watch. They give all of their energy to thinking 2020 is the worst year ever. And they continue to suffer every single day. They don't allow themselves to see any positive in any of it. Don't get affected by the outside world. It's a polarizing distraction. But many people believe everything they hear and do whatever they're told and get caught up in all of it. So, okay, I'll kind of explain how I feel about things in society these days. Let's see if this kind of makes sense. So let's say your friend, a good friend of yours, is dating someone who treats them really, really bad. I mean, obviously treats them bad. You see it every day. But they see an illusion in their partner. So they hold on and they deal with it, hoping their partner will change. The situation will change. But they don't change. And your friend doesn't leave. They're blind to the reality of it. You can see how they're being manipulated and being taken advantage of and how miserable they are. So if that was your friend, what would you say to them? So maybe you can get where I'm going with this. And you know, promises are made to us in our society all the time that aren't made good or followed through. But an apology without change or a promise without action is manipulation. I'll say that again. An apology without change or a promise without action is manipulation. So in what ways are you being manipulated by society? In what ways are you manipulating yourself? Stop holding on to that fear. The more we fear, the more that it plays out in our reality. Again, like I said in a couple of the other podcast episodes, what we give our attention and energy to becomes our reality. For giving all of our attention to the craziness going on, we're just feeding that energy of those things in our reality. And we're really only looking at one side of the coin, you know? Our next moment is based on our last moment, not what we did, but what we focused on. And sometimes we're quick to jump on the bandwagons. Oh yeah, look at 2020. Tiger King, toilet paper, White Claw, Baby Yoda, the election, protests, riots. What is it now? The hard tea? But we don't always stop to think for ourselves or how we feel about it inside. We see it on social media all the time. You know, we all want to be a part of something, to be included, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We're a tribal people, and we crave connection. And we've really realized that this year. But ask yourself how you truly feel about something first. And you don't have to choose sides. It's okay to be neutral about something. You can be the distant observer. And yes, stand up for what you feel and what you believe in your heart. But make sure that is what you truly feel in your heart and why you feel that in your heart. Are you doing it just to fit in? Or do you feel this as your truth? Your truth. So stop allowing all of the fear and negativity or the illusion of fear and negativity to control you. That's what it's meant to do. And sometimes we fall right into that trap. So take your power back. Take your life back. Take your soul back. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying go out and get crazy. I'm not saying that at all. That can make things worse. Be smart. I'm saying the complete opposite. I'm saying take a step back from all of the negativity and look within yourself and find your peace, find your calm, find your truth, and find yourself again. Everything you're thinking in this moment is rippling into your next moment and on and on. So neutralize your negative thoughts. I know we're human. We're emotional. We're going to get angry. We're going to judge others. We're going to think things we don't truly mean. But when you do that, it sends that energy out there into the universe. So if you do slip up and have a negative thought, again, we all do, be conscious about it and send love. It can neutralize that negativity you just sent out into the world. So before you react or respond to something someone else said or did, ask yourself what they may be going through right now. Someone could cut you off on the highway and you could get so pissed off you speed up right next to them, give them the finger. I mean, we've all experienced some form of that before, right? But people fight inner battles all the time, especially this year. And most of the time, they're just going through something and projecting that outward. And because we are going through something, we react to it in a negative way. And we project that outward. We can all relate and understand that. So be mindful of that in 2021. Remove yourself from the chaos and be objectively aware. Move into that neutrality and be more of a distant observer without letting yourself be drawn into all the crap that's going on. Learn your gratitude. Be in the present moment. Meditate on it. Set your intentions for the 2021 that you want. Think and feel and visualize that vibration of the life that you want in 2021 as if it's already here. It's a really good time to do this, especially if you're still at home. It's a good time to find your center and look inward, as I've said before. Many of you have done that, are doing that. And I think that's awesome. I'm seeing more and more friends and more people online and even people on the street that are talking about these kind of things. You can tell that they're going through some kind of spiritual awakening, and that's awesome. If you want to know more about this, listen to my podcast episodes, Be Still, Matter of Thought, and Subconsciously Conscious. There was a reason I recorded those podcasts about these specific things for you guys. There's a specific reason that I've been talking about digging deep and working through some of the traumas that we've all been carrying around with us for many years. It's going to help us in 2021 and moving forward. If you didn't hear what I was saying, go back and listen to them again. I guarantee after listening to this, you will pick up on something new that aligns these puzzle pieces together. And working through these things can help you be more calm and centered instead of letting everything you see, hear, and read trigger you and send you spiraling deeper into the fear and anger in the world. And your subconscious is going to keep showing you traumas until you take action, until you work on them. So pay attention to what it's trying to tell you. What triggers you is what you need to work on. Now, we can still have fear. It's a normal thing to experience. We can still have fear, but without the attachment. It's okay to feel fear, to understand fear. It can be a great teacher without letting it control us. And it's really easy to get distracted and pulled into that polarity. Someone is posting something negative online, or a negative video goes viral, or someone tries to trigger you with hate. We tend to pull our attention away from what's important, our truth, our growth, our lessons, and we focus our attention on that negative. So just be aware of that in 2021. Be aware when someone or something is trying to trigger you and ask yourself why it triggers you, why it makes you feel the way you do. Again, that's going to show you what you're still carrying around deep inside you that you need to work on. In 2020, many people were caught up in the, okay, 2020, what are you going to do next kind of attitude. Oh, okay, murder hornets, great. That wasn't on my 2020 bingo card. We all laughed at it, and some did turn it into something funny instead of letting it get to them, and that's awesome. Sometimes we just have to laugh about it, you know? But it seemed like many people were kind of hoping for more disruption. Maybe subconsciously they needed it. Maybe subconsciously they needed that inner shakeup so they could wake up. We needed to be uncomfortable in 2020 so we could begin to question everything. So we could begin to really look around and see the state of the world, the state of ourselves, and what needs to be fixed. What within us needs to be healed. And sometimes we have to break down before we have a breakthrough. And you know, I feel 2021 may be a year of great change, but change can be a good thing. Change is growth, and growth is good. I feel that 2021 brings truth. There's going to be a lot of junk pushed in our faces every single day from every angle, just like it has been, possibly even more so this year. 2021 may challenge our belief systems. And a belief is a good thing, and I've said this before, until it becomes a limitation. A limiting belief can hold you back and cause you to struggle more than we have to. And again, it's okay to question things. We should all question things, especially if it doesn't feel right. When there's change, there's growth. When there's growth, there's change. Try to understand and be open to the thought that the truth about something may stay the same, but sometimes the definition of something that we know may change. Does that make sense? Truth and change are going to be two things I feel they're going to be big in 2021. And this may be a struggle to many people in the new year. 2021 may still be a challenging time. Things may get a little crazier before they get better. Again, things sometimes have to fall apart before they can be rebuilt, you know? That's a natural part of the process. The difference will be your mindset going into the new year. Again, that's why I've been talking about inner work in my last few podcasts, to help you focus your mindset moving forward. And not everybody's going to be on the same level or positive mindset, and that's okay. None of us are greater or less than anyone else. We're all equal. But having a positive mindset is going to help you navigate through some of the challenges that may arise in 2021. And because of that, we'll be able to help each other. We'll be able to help others who may be struggling emotionally, just as we did this year. You may have been one of those that struggled emotionally this year, but through that, you found strength. Now you can be there for somebody else. But as much as we may want to, we can't always help everybody, and that's okay too. And that's something I've had to learn this year, especially. It's that I can only help someone who is ready to be helped. Otherwise, it falls on deaf ears. They won't hear a single word I say. And I've tested this several times with people who live in constant fear and drama. I'll say something positive, and I'll sit there and I'll watch for a reaction. But nothing. Zero. Crickets. But then I'll say something dramatic or a trigger word, and they light up and rant for 20 minutes on everything that makes them mad. They didn't even hear the positive. And I've learned that we can only help someone and get through to them when they ask for it, if they ask for it. And if they ask for it, then they're ready to listen. But if they don't ask, all we can do is just give them love, you know? Everybody's on their own journey, and everybody is exactly where they're supposed to be in their journey right now. But people can only hear what they're a vibrational match to. Otherwise, what we say won't register with them. They won't get it. They won't allow it in because they're still in that survival mode that I talked about in my last podcast. So don't stress yourself out saying things to people, trying to help people who can't hear you. Just give them love. Before we can truly be there for others, though, we have to be there for ourselves first. And that's not being selfish. Because you can't really truly help somebody else if you don't have yourself in order, you know? Accept and love yourself. Get yourself to those deeper layers. The old wounds can become our greatest teachers if we let them. And do it now while you're at home. While you have some time to reflect, to look inward. If you don't do it now, you may be hit hard being forced to do this work later. In a way, right now, we're at a crossroads. And you're being presented with two choices, evolve or repeat. And I know we don't want to repeat this year, right? So listen to your body. Ask yourself, what do I need to know right now that is for my highest good? How am I limiting myself? How does your internal reality, you know, what you want, differ from your external, how you live? And why are your inner and your outer not harmonized? How is your external reality limiting your internal wants and desires? Again, the limiting beliefs can create a reality that you don't want. That's not who you are. Don't let old beliefs hold you back. Instead, believe in possibility and that anything is possible. And ask yourself, how have you grown this year in 2020? Are you looking at everything through the lens of gratitude? Or are you still caught up in all the drama and the fear? Are you consciously living your best life? Or are you still in that Groundhog Day autopilot mode? Let go of the things in your life that no longer serve your purpose. When you let go of the old, you create space for the new. If you want a new life, first you have to let go of the old, let go of the past. And when you let go of that old energy, it's when you'll begin to see life falling into place in more of the ways that you want. Make sense? And I think 2021 will also be a year of choice. It may be big life-changing choices, maybe a lot of small choices, but I think choice will be something we know well this coming year. And it's not just about a choice, but also how we make that choice. We have free will to make our own decisions, and that can never be taken away from us. But how we make choices defines the way we live. So this year, when being presented with a choice, especially if it's a big choice, ask yourself, am I making this choice out of fear or out of greed or ego or to feel accepted? Am I jumping on a bandwagon? Am I making this choice because others say I should? Or is the choice made out of love? Is this choice in my best interest and for my highest good? Is this my truth? Choices will be important in 2021. And you know, cycles are a natural thing. We as humans have cycles. The moon has cycles. The universe has cycles. The earth has cycles. The sun has cycles. It's a natural thing. And it's important for us to remember that in 2021. And what I'm saying may be difficult to fully understand for some, and that's okay. You may have to listen to this a couple of times to really let it sink in. But sometimes we get that inner feeling like we know this, but not sure how or why, but somewhere within us, we know it is truth. I'm not giving you anything new that you don't already know. Just reminding you of what your soul already has. Sometimes we just need to hear it from someone else to get that validation, you know? 2021 can be a great year. It really depends on your perspective and mindset. Learn how to make things work in your favor this year. And the more we show unconditional love in our reality, the more we're shifting the entire world to good. Does that make sense? Be mindful. Be aware. Be conscious. Live and lead by example with love. You know, tip your server, return your shopping cart, pick up a piece of trash, hold the door open for the person behind you. Let somebody into your lane without flipping them off. The small acts of love and kindness can have a ripple effect. And that is how we change the world. Again, don't feel like you have to take sides on anything. Ask yourself, who do I want to be moving forward? What is my truth? What serves my highest good? Define your terms for what you want in 2021. What is your intention? Intention is like Google or Alexa or Siri. You have to type it in or ask for something specific to get a response. And we've all said this before. In a perfect world, I would do this. What would you do? Ask yourself that. Mean it. Feel it. Be specific about it. In a perfect world, what would your life be like? What would you be like And don't think you need to rush any of this or force it. Be patient. Let it flow. We get so stressed sometimes because we believe everything needs to happen right now. And we forget that everything happens in the perfect timing. So relax. Be yourself. Enjoy the journey. And I feel that if we're being our authentic selves and truly living with that intention and love, we're going to find more unity in 2021. And it may not be face-to-face as much as we would like it to be at first, but I think in 2021, we'll find more of our tribe. You know, those that are truly meant to be in our lives. It'll be up to us what 2021 will be like. And the best way to predict the future is to create it. So let's make it a good one. It's time to start aligning your actions with your thoughts and your words. And 2020 opened up your eyes and made you realize how resilient your soul truly is. Now's the time to jump far and trust that everything is working out in your best interest, and that you're worthy to receive those blessings. And one day you're going to look back and be so glad that you listened to your intuition at this very moment. Create something memorable this year. And I can't help but think about A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. Makes a lot of sense right now, doesn't it? So let's make it the best of times. How about that? So here's to 2021. It's going to be a good one, man. Because I know we got this. We're good like that, right? Exactly. So one last piece of advice for 2021. Whenever you get the chance, look up into the stars. You never know what you might see. So I really appreciate you guys checking this out. All the support and all the love that I've been getting every week from everybody out there listening. And again, if you haven't yet, subscribe to whatever podcast platform you're listening to the Phantom Radio Podcast on, so that way you don't miss any new episodes that come out. You can always reach out to me, Ren, R-E-N-N, at RadioCharlotte.com. And of course, the TAN line, you can call and leave a voicemail, 704-TAN-LINE, 704-826-5463. And on the next podcast, we're going to be talking about dreams. Now, that's something I've always been fascinated with, and I know you are too. We all are, you know. What are dreams? What do they mean? Do we go anywhere when we dream? What's going on at night when we dream? I got a dream expert, a really cool New Yorker, that's going to be coming on the show. We're going to talk about dreams. So check that out next week. So happy New Year, everybody. Be safe. Stay warm. Stay well. And I'll talk to you real soon. Good night, Blue Eyes.